Ah, there you are. We've been waiting. Please sit back, relax, turn off the lights, if you dare. I am Claude McAllister, welcoming you to the one-act audio theatre revival of the classic Inner Sanctum mystery, The Hauler. Originally written by Guy de Maupassant in 1886, The Hauler is a haunting tale of possession, or madness, or perhaps both. Oh, by the way, Maupassant himself went mad soon after penning this tale, you know. So be warned. If you sense something about you during the show, continue listening at your own risk. Are you still there? Ah, good. Let us turn to our story. It is a stormy night in March of 1941, in a mansion he shares with his sister on the Mendocino coast, perched above the crashing waves of the Pacific Ocean. Martin Beresford Harlow, world-famous concert pianist, lies abed, restless.
I can feel him. There again. That voice. Am I asleep or awake? Why can't I move my arms? I want to move them, but I can't. Why? Who are you? Why don't you leave me alone? Why do you torture me? He's at my throat now, sucking my blood, making me weak and helpless. Let me go, I tell you. Let me go. Must get up. Must. He's gone now. I must be awake.
Martin, open the door. It's Helen. Martin, are you all right?
Of course, Helen.
Your face is white.
I'm all right, I tell you.
Martin!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shout.
You knocked over your night table.
I tossed in my sleep. The crash has startled me. That's why I cried out.
Martin, you haven't been the same ever since you returned from your South American tour. Why don't you tell me what's
wrong?
Please,
Helen, go back to your room. Don't worry about
me. But Martin,
please, do as I ask.
Martin!
Helen, try to understand. I don't mean to be angry with you.
That's not what hurt me, Martin. It's that you don't want to tell me what's troubling you.
There's nothing troubling me. My nerves are on edge. Good night, Helen.
Good night.
I wanted to tell her, but how could I? How could I tell anyone about this thing sucking the lifeblood out of me while I sleep? This being ruining my talent as a musician, whose voice I hear when I'm dreaming. This invisible being possessing me, urging me to destroy instead of create, urging me to kill.
Good evening, Martin.
Oh, Helen.
You're playing so beautifully this evening.
Am I?
Yes, you're playing as you used to.
So you noticed it too?
What do you mean?
You'd heard how badly I'd played. You knew I was losing my ability.
Martin, I never said anything.
Of course you didn't say it. No one ever says it. But I can tell what they're thinking by the way they look at me.
Martin!
It's true, isn't it? Isn't it?
No, Martin, I never doubted your ability, not even for a moment.
Then why did you say I'm playing as I used to?
Well, Martin, you haven't been yourself lately. I didn't mean anything by that remark except that you appear better this evening.
And my music sounds better?
I never lied to you, Martin. Yes, it does.
Of course. He hasn't come to me for 2 nights.
He? Who do you mean, Martin?
Nothing. Yes, Helen, you're right. I was playing better. I could hear it myself.
Why don't you go on playing, Martin?
I will. Hear that, Helen? That's the way Beethoven meant his music to be played. Listen to this, one of the greatest passages in all of Beethoven's music. It speaks to the strange mystery of life. What's the matter with me? I never had trouble with that passage before. I can't play it.
But you've played that passage 1,000 times.
I know, but now I can't. I can't. I can't!
Martin!
I was playing so well only a moment ago, then suddenly I can't play at all.
Well, you haven't been practicing lately. You've hardly touched the piano since you returned.
No, that's not why I couldn't play it. He must be near.
Hey, that's the second time this evening you've spoken to someone.
Helen, there's something I must tell you. I must tell someone or I'll go mad. I don't know. Perhaps I am mad. Sometimes I think I am.
Martin!
Do you remember that cable I sent you from Rio de Janeiro?
Yes, you said the concert did not go well.
I gave one of the worst performances of my career. It was late that same night that I first noticed the presence of an invisible being close to me. It was he who made me play so badly that night. He's been near me ever since.
An invisible being?
Oh, I know it sounds strange, but it's real, Helen. This thing seeks to dominate, to possess me. It came first in my sleep, but lately I've begun to notice its presence, even in my waking hours. It controls my actions like a hypnotist controls his subject.
Go on, Martin.
It doesn't speak to me directly, merely echoes my words, but it makes its will felt, and I fight to resist, and I can't. It hasn't gained complete control of me yet, but I'm afraid it will, and I'll... I don't know exactly what I'll do.
Martin, were you...
I know what you're thinking, Helen, that my mind became unbalanced by the failure of my concert. Yes, I thought of that, too.
Did you?
I thought of every possible explanation. I don't know. Perhaps it is an hallucination, but I feel sure I can prove it's real. If I could only... Wait a moment. I was right. He's near us now.
Near us?
Yes, can't you feel his presence? Look there! Didn't you see the curtains move? He's in here, Helen. In here!
The wind blew those curtains!
No, it's him, Helen. The invisible being. He came in through the window. Look, he touched the newspaper.
It's nothing but the wind!
No, it's him, Helen.
Martin! What's wrong? What's the matter?
I can feel him close, taking possession.
Martin! Why do you look at me like that? Why don't you answer me? No, Martin, no! Don't touch me! For heaven's sake, don't!
He's no longer here. He's gone now, Helen.
Martin!
Don't draw away from me, Helen. I won't harm you! Helen! Come back! I should never have told her. That thing, that invisible being, urged me to kill her. And I almost did. That thing. Is there such a thing, or am I mad? But I saw it touch the newspaper. Here, what's this? Rio de Janeiro, March 5th. An epidemic of madness similar to the contagious madness which attacked Europe in the Middle Ages is at this moment raging in the province of Sao Paulo, Brazil. The terrified inhabitants are leaving their houses, saying they are pursued, possessed, dominated by invisible beings. They say that these creatures, a species of vampire, feed on their blood while they're asleep. My dream! That's always what happened in my dream! Victims say that these invisible creatures are the cause of failed crops, withered and diseased plant life, the death of livestock, and many other unexplained phenomena. Then it is real! Others have fallen under its spell, just as I have! Madness, they call it. If they only knew. What could it be? No! There is a way to test the reality of this thing now, and I will make the test tonight!
A test. Oh, I do so enjoy a challenge, don't you? But would you be so eager to participate when it is your very sanity that is put to the test? That is Martin's quandary as the clock strikes the hour. And we must take our leave. I am Claude McAllister, urging you to keep an ear tuned to the miasma of the airwaves for a time when the one-act players conclude their revival of The Hauler. Until then, good night. And pleasant dreams.